Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda Smith, and joining me in studio is John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Amanda.
So you are you guys, I guess you'd be the founder of Canyon View Camp?
No, not quite that old.
Okay. My apologies.
That's quite all right. I am the executive director of Canyon View Camp at this time.
Can you kind of tell us a little bit more about what Canyon View Camp is all about?
Canyon View Camp is a place for kids.
Okay.
And we have 80 acres, 87 acres actually.
Wow.
To spread out the kids and the children and have different fun activities. We have a horsemanship camp, we have a day camp, and then we have a place where we run overnight camps. And we just have a wonderful and time for the kids to get out of the city, get away from the electronics, to experience life in a different mode. And so we really want to emphasize that. And mainly also, too, to give them an opportunity for themselves to read God's Word.
Yeah.
Because I know in raising my own daughters that, you know, you can say a lot of things and your kids sometimes don't always really believe you or really trust you for whatever reason. But, you know, when they hear it from someone else, that someone else is saying the same thing that you're saying about God or God's Word, then they kind of start believing on their own.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to reinforce what you're sharing with your children at home.
Absolutely. And you guys are really close to Salem. You're just right outside of Silverton. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're just 2 miles south of Silverton off the Cascade Highway.
That's awesome. That's not far at all. I've actually have two of my nephews that I have custody of, and just last summer they attended the outdoor adventure camp, the overnight one. Gosh, I think they were gone for 4 or 5 nights.
Yeah, 4 nights.
Yes, and they had the most amazing time. They got to connect with other children. They got to hear the word of God, and they just got to connect with nature also, which I think is a huge one. Like you were talking about, disconnecting from the electronics, from the TV, and just being in nature and just absorbing all that comes with it.
Yeah, it's a different experience when you don't have all the sounds that come at you in a city situation.
Yes, I agree.
And sometimes people are surprised at how quiet it can be.
Mm-hmm. Peaceful. Well, let's dive into more of your guys' other camps and kind of what they offer and the age groups and all of that in our next break. All right, we'll be right back. You guys stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda Smith, and joining me is John Walker from Canyon View Ministries. So let's talk about more of some of your guys' other camps, like the horse camp.
Okay. Our horsemanship camp is for ages 8 and up, actually through adult, because we have 2 mother-daughter camps this summer.
Okay.
And so have an opportunity for moms to have a nice experience with their daughter.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of that shared experience is where you build those memories and those bonds that can last a lifetime. And so we're excited about supporting a family in that way. And we also have other camps for different ages throughout the summer. Most of them are week-long camps, Monday through Friday. And we have a combination of both overnight and just day camps. Some people still aren't comfortable just staying overnight. Some children are like that, and that's fine. And then we have, in fact, we had a neighbor girl who would only come for the day, and then she'd go home and sleep in her own bed at night and come back the next day to be there in the morning when everything else started. So that was kind of an unusual situation. But it's a wonderful time to get away, to just be with horses, to learn how to care for a horse. You pick the hooves, you brush the horse down, you put the saddle on. We teach you how to do all those things safely and prepare the horse for riding the horse. And then once you get on the horse, teaching you how to control the horse safely and to be able to interact with other riders in the arena.
Yeah. I've actually heard that horses are one of the main animals for therapy.
That is true. It's one of the more interesting things is that horses have a slower heartbeat than humans.
Okay.
And so it has a calming effect on humans when they're around them.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So what an amazing opportunity for a young child or even a teenager for that matter, or an adult like me, to bond with a horse and just kind of go over grooming them. And I feel like that kind of starts the bond between the child or the person and the horse and then builds that trust because horses are big animals.
Yeah. And the horses need to trust you as the rider, that you're not going to run him into a wall or run him into another horse. And so there's that trust building between the camper and the horse.
Yeah. What an amazing opportunity. So I guess if I dropped off my daughter at mm-hmm. your camp for the horse, can you yes. walk me through, I guess, what that would look like?
You'd drive into the camp and there'd be a people greeting you and saying, okay, park here. And then this is where you check in mm-hmm. and you would drop your child off and we'd find out what cabin they're in. We'd take all their stuff, move them into the cabin to, you know, and of course it's for overnight.
Yep.
For a day camp, it would just be, you just check him in for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you would check him in about 8:00 in the morning, 8:30, somewhere in there. And then you'd pick him up about 5 PM.
Okay.
For just the day camp ones. But the overnight, once you get in and then the first thing they do once they get there is we put them on a horse to evaluate their riding ability.
Okay.
See, we have you fill out a form that would tell us their experience, but then we want to see if that experience is true.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people think they're better than they may be.
Amen.
So. And sometimes they're even better than they say they are.
Right. Fair enough. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, you guys, and send it back to Dan Bongino, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda Smith, and in studio joining me is John Walker from Canyon View Ministries. So let's go over your guys' day camps.
Okay, day camps are where you can sign up either through a church that we work with to bring, they want to bring their kids out to the camp and have the camp experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have some are able to sign up independently as well.
Okay.
And from the church. So you don't have to necessarily belong to the church to come to the same week as that church. And then once you're here, you walk down into the camp. We come down a nice long trail, so it's like you're coming into this new area away from everything else. One of the nice things I like about the camp, it has very bad cell reception.
Yeah, which
so
is nice.
It keeps people from getting into electronics again. But it's, again, to get away, we have all kinds of fun activities that the kids do throughout the week. We have pony rides. We have archery. We have a monkey house they can climb up to the top in. And we have swimming and boating. Of course, certified lifeguards on duty and having to pass swim tests and all those kind of things to be able to swim in the deep end. And so we also have crafts as well for
okay.
the kids. So we do a lot of variety of things with the children, give them kind of a taste of camping because we started going into first grade through going into sixth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then the older ones, once they've been for the fifth and sixth graders, going into fifth and going into sixth, we actually have a zip line, 350-foot zip line.
Whoa.
That they can ride at least once during the week.
Okay. That's awesome. So you guys are really hands-on.
Yeah. We really want the kids to be involved, to experience different activities that they wouldn't do at home necessarily. And so that's what we want to give them, a taste of the outdoors and what life is like and what nature's like and also tell them about God's word
and
the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and we want to make sure that every camper who comes hears about him and who he is and what he's done for them.
Absolutely. And I think it's cool. Yeah, my big thing was that there was no electronics for my boys mm-hmm. so that they could hear that word and they could connect with other children on other things with like how you guys are so hands-on with the arts and crafts and different things. It lets them just be kids. So I love that. All right, well, we're going to pick it up in about a half hour more for our last segment. So stay tuned, you guys. Back to Dan Bongino. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda, and joining me in studio is John Walker from Canyon View Ministries. So we've been talking a lot about your guys' camps and different ones, so let's talk about your adventure camp.
Okay. We have three main adventure camps. We have our adventure camp for older kids, which is from 10 to 15, and then we have our canyon adventure camp, our canyon camp, and that is for children who are ages 8 through 12, and it's a shorter camp, so it's for someone maybe not ready to spend a whole week away, but maybe for a couple of days, they could handle that, and so that's one of the reasons we like that camp. And again, doing all kinds of different outdoor experiences. Of course, in the adventure camp, they're a little bit more, doing a few more things than they would with the younger children. children. And then the other thing we have is we have our Boys Wilderness Camp for ages 10 to 15. And this is where we work with Boy Scouts of Oregon. They have a facility up in by Scotts Mills, Butte Creek Ranch, and they allow us to use a part of the camp that they don't use.
Okay.
Out in the backwoods, and we have a setup there, and we just staying in tents, and we're staying in just everything, no electricity, no running water. We have a way to heat water to be sanitary and the like, and we bring in drinking water and everything that's necessary for the kids while they're there. And there's a creek that runs nearby, and they go swimming in the creek, and we have a lifeguard on duty while they're doing that. So we have a wonderful time to get away. We have all the activities are like survival oriented or outdoor oriented. Archery, you know, like if you're had to hunt, you know, if you're on your own. We have orienteering where they take a compass and try to figure out how to find something.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's always a challenge. And then the other thing we have outdoor cooking, and some of the meals, what they do is we have them help prepare some of their meals.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you're out in the wilderness and you're cooking for yourself, this is how you things you have to think about and do. And,
yeah.
And so we try to give them a broad range of activities that are very outdoor-related, things that are practical and survival kind of oriented.
Yeah, and just every day, yeah, how to maintain life.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Now I've got a question for you. I guess what's your favorite thing after all of these years of you doing this? What is the one thing that this is, what's your why?
What's my why?
Yeah.
It's because the why is because the people who founded it way before I was around, and I've been here for 45 years, and so they started about 13 years before I was here, there.
Okay.
And their whole thing was they wanted to get children out of the city. That's why they purchased the property. That's why they developed the property, to get children out of the city into the country, to see God's creation, to experience life, basically a difference from life from home.
Yeah.
Just as an alternative for what life is like.
Yeah.
And to see what Christian men and young men and adult men are like, or likewise adult women and Christian young ladies, what they're like, and to just give an alternative to what their maybe their normal experience is. Not that what their experience is bad. It's just that, you know, there's more, you know, we don't really realize sometimes how many options we have in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's sometimes more to life than just life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we think that there's life after this life. And so that's one of the things that we want them to be prepared for, is not just this life, but the life that comes after. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, John. I appreciate you.
Thank you.